Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Get your ass out of here. If you got license, you told me.
I mean, I just want to fish, ma'am.
Oh, no, no, hell, you can't fish. You don't know how to fish. You don't even wear the right kind of clothes. You got damn stupid shoes on anyway. Where'd you get them ugly britches? You asshole.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It is spring buying season. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they are here to help. They were veteran founded here in Birmingham. They offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans hasn't changed. Before you take next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more info by going to their website, or if you're in Birmingham, call their Highway 280 office, 205-900-7200, MortgageRight.com, to talk to someone right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Start first. I'm sure we've got a picture of this. If you need another new color palette for the weekend, barbecues, or burger night, Heinz, in partnership with Mattel, is offering a new limited condiment that will make your meal a little prettier. It's the barbecue sauce by Heinz.
It's like we're a year too late for this.
I would agree.
Last year would have been really good.
I hesitate to ask this question.
Looks too much like Pepto-Bismol.
What does it taste like?
Yeah, but is it?
I'm guessing it's just the bottle.
Oh. Is that the bottle? It's the normal barbecue sauce on the inside, normal ketchup?
It's got to be. I think I would taste Pepto-Bismol.
I agree.
Yeah, oh, I like the tomato ketchup, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm not gonna eat anything that's ketchup.
I don't think I would either. I don't think I'm going to have classic barbecue sauce either.
It's being produced to mark the 65th anniversary of the iconic toy. First batch of the condiment was released by the Kraft Company, which owns Heinz in the United Kingdom, on Monday, in a run of 5,000 bottles. Nationwide run at a British supermarket will follow later in the week, per reporting by CBS, which also said the sauce will be available through a UK delivery service sometime in the middle of May.
Since her creation in 1959, Barbie has had over 250 careers. I mean, that is a lot of jobs.
She's busy.
She's busy.
Yep.
Did she ever have the world's oldest profession?
I don't think she did. Well,
she's only behind Ryan Seacrest.
So when she first started, was she just housewife?
I don't think she met Kento later.
And she was a barista, I think.
I bet it was super controversial when she went to work.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet her original ones were flight. It was stewardess back then.
Stewardess, nurse, teacher. Yeah.
Stewardess, nurse, and
all the stereotypical
stay-at-home mom. Yeah. I bet that was it.
She's had 15 art, design, and sports media jobs. She's had 8 healthcare jobs, 1 military job, 2 management jobs.
What was a military job?
And enlist. This is 4 architecture and engineering jobs.
Heck yeah. Damn.
And life and physical and social science jobs. 8.
Was she ever a librarian?
Of course she was.
Library Barbie.
She's in sales. God, she did a lot. Cleaning and maintenance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's probably made Barbie.
Custodial Barbie.
So, first time.
Dishwashing Barbie.
First time I went to New York City was in 2001. It was the month after 9/11. And one of the things I remember about the trip is I had my phone on roam. I got back from that weekend and my roam charges were over $600.
Yeah.
How about this? Despite the numerous warnings not to use cellular data while traveling internationally, there are still some that make this mistake and activate this. This is because they believe they'll only use their cellular data for a few minutes, but end up using a lot more data in that time frame. Mm. One man from Florida recently experienced this with T-Mobile. After a vacation in Switzerland, he went home to a mobile phone bill costing $143,442.74, as shared by Phone Arena.
Real quickly, the fine print there. Never worry about forgetting to pay and save money. With the auto pay discount, you can save $5 to $40 when you owe $143,442. That $5 to $40 is not going to help.
This is when you hope you don't have auto pay.
Yeah, if you got auto pay on this one, you wake up one morning to a big mess.
Yeah.
Now, during his trip, he used around 9.5 kilobytes.
Gigabytes.
Of gigabytes of mobile data. Fortunately, the man was able to get his attorney to handle the situation. He did not accept the bill since T-Mobile employees assured him that he would be covered. After discussing things, T-Mobile credited the whole $143,000 and change back.
Whew.
Man. Ugh.
I got nervous. I got started sweating for him.
Well, I mean, he would just have to, hey, I'm out. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yep.
I remember first
I'm
cruise.
Going to, what is Tyler's? Cricket?
I'm going to Cricket Mobile.
My ass is going to Cricket. I can't afford the one.
I'm rubbing my back legs together.
I can use Cricket from now till death, and I won't spend $143,000.
Our first cruise we took, we were worried about that. And I remember I would just, Maggie, I just got to go, just jump on real quick and just check the scores real quick. Just real quick.
What was your bill? Do you remember what your bill was?
No, I was.
No, his thing was he was taking videos and pictures of scenic views and stuff like that, then texting them to friends in America.
Oh, this would have got me.
All that.
This would have got me 100%.
I did not even do that. No, I just got on. I checked the scores and headlines. I forget what was going on in sports because it was summertime, but I just wanted to see what was going on.
You know, the international packages aren't that expensive.
I know, but I did not buy it.
I wouldn't have bought it. So trash has saved me a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been to Europe yet.
I would think of that, like just sending back home, because I do it at home. I'm just a mile away, but I'm sending it overseas to like a 2-minute video that I took of me sitting somewhere.
You guys tell me how smart this woman was. I do hate when people take advantage of other people, but here we go. A man who went by the fictitious name Aaron Rodgers was able to convince a woman over the course of a couple of months to give him all of her personal information and then took hundreds of dollars from her.
Mm.
Police went to the woman's Trenton residence. She told them she met him on the messenger website Viber.
Viber?
Yep. V-I-B-E-R. She said they had been in communication since the beginning of February. She thought he was legit because he, quote, talked about himself personally.
We just want to get together and vibe.
Within that, I've never seen a picture of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a great photo.
I love that picture.
Now, within that time frame, she said she sent him her driver's license information, social security number,
really stupid,
bank accounts with her personal information numbers.
Asinine.
Woman told police she messaged the man on March 17th, and told him she was about to move out of her apartment, and he told her that he would send her $10,000 to help out if she could just send him $800 to his attorney's wife on PayPal.
See, $800 for $10,000. That's good.
Who wouldn't do that?
I'm benefiting more than you are.
According to the police report, the woman showed police a profile picture of the man she had been in communication with.
I hope
with.
It was that photo right
it
there.
It was Aaron Rodgers in a Green Bay Packers hat. She also showed police her account information confirming the money she had sent. The woman took the necessary steps to freeze her accounts and was advised to keep monitoring her credit reports.
Mm. I don't like that.
Do you not? You don't like that?
No. Do you like this? Red Lobster.
I'm not off to a good start.
I've not been to a Red Lobster in quite a while. I will say, though.
Steve Henniger loves Red Lobster.
Admiral's Feast.
I will say this.
I told you I threw up on a hostess there, right?
Yep. Growing up.
You really did.
I know. Growing up in Anniston, Red Lobster was the first big chain. Red Lobster No Charlie's came to Oxford. They were the first big chain restaurants to come to Calhoun County.
Right off the interstate.
Huh?
In the 80s? So it was like 85 prom night, like Red
Probably
Lobster.
Late 80s, early 90s for Red Lobster, No Charlie's.
Right off the interstate.
Well, Charlie's was right off the interstate. You had to come a little bit further up north to get to Red Lobster.
Your Outback went out of business, right?
Yeah, I think they moved locations, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't been over there in a while. But they're out front now. Where they were. Huh?
They're out front now.
Yeah. yeah, but I mean, Red Lobster was a big deal. Yeah, it was a long wait.
When you go into Red Lobster or an Olive Garden, you know what you're getting.
That's
and,
right.
And it is always what you expect.
That's right.
I will say that you.
Jeez.
I admire that. If I know what I'm getting, and I choose to go in there, then boom.
So Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's gonna be your thing.
Yeah, that's probably what I would eat.
That's the only thing you would eat.
Well, I mean, I'd eat some of their Bud Lights on tap.
But I was
when I was a kid, I would get a thing of applesauce. My God, it makes
at Red Lobster.
Uh huh.
Well, this was the post-dance stop there for a while. You had to go to Red Lobster after the dance. But then O'Charley's opens.
Well, Red Lobster is in hot financial waters, attempting to stay afloat by eyeing Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Afloat.
Bankruptcy. Yeah. to restructure its debts after an endless shrimp promotion sank the seafood restaurant chain's bottom line, according to Bloomberg.
You can't sell enough food to sink your bottom line.
According to Bloomberg, the restaurant is considering filing for Chapter 11 on the advice of a law firm, which would allow the chain to stay open while dealing with its debt and help reevaluate long-term contracts and leases.
I can tell you what happened here.
This is like lighting a fire.
They had to file for bankruptcy. That was unavoidable. But they're like, if we say it's because of the endless shrimp, everybody would be like, well, this must be some good shrimp if people ate that many shrimp.
It's because we love our customers too much. Yeah. We give too much, and because we gave too much.
So we're gonna file bankruptcy no matter what.
So we gave away all of our profits.
That's right. Let's come up with a story.
Last year, Red Lobster reported $11 million in operating losses following the flubbed Ultimate Endless Shrimp deal, which backfired when it reeled in too many customers.
See?
After the limited time promo became a permanent menu fixture last June, restaurant chain later reported $12.5 million in losses fourth quarter 2023. Should have done some kind of special on top of this.
Yeah, should have. That's our trash today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Yeah, our friends at Mortgage Right, they are the experts when it comes to refi or buying. If you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. Speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgageright.com. Call 205-900-7200 or NMLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.